Hello and welcome to Before Our Friends Die. You're joined still by Mika Van and Trey Ventor Griffiths. He is our latest guest, and if you were here last week, you'd know all about his research on Windrush through three generations and much more about Northampton as a locality. It's fascinating. I loved it, and I recommend you check it out during this Black History Month. One of the things we of course do on the network is we get to know all of our guests, and that means asking them our seven signature questions. If you're a fan of the network, you know the first one is, who is the richest person in your phone book, Trey?
Richest person?
Yep.
I don't know.
You don't have to tell us who they are, but you can tell us what they do, possibly. Or depends what you mean by rich.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Do you have a definition of what you mean by rich?
No. So some people have said, told us about, they've got like billionaire connections in Dubai. Other people have told us about a friend or family member who they believe is rich in soul and spirit.
Probably my grandparents then, effectively. In what you're saying about richness in soul and spirit, both sides of my family. Incredibly giving people, but then I think that's quite that's very Caribbean as well. A very giving culture, I think. So I think probably I'll answer that with my grandparents, both pairs of grandparents.
Brilliant. Who has the most potential that you know?
Who has the most potential? Probably my brother, I think. And he's already doing amazing things, and I think his generation will just soar, I think. Because I wish I had the level of confidence that he has at that age. So I'd say my younger brother probably has the most potential of anybody that I know.
Who is the most influential person that you know?
Influential. Ooh. My mum, maybe, locally, because when people see my surname, they mention either two people. It's either my mum, because of the work she did in the community. She did a lot of community work going back 20 years, and more, or my cousin as well, who's also quite well known in Northampton. So I'll actually say my mum.
Nice.
Yeah,
I love how family focused you are as well. That's definitely coming out through the answers.
Yeah.
I want you to fill in the gap for me now. So you're at your best when you are, fill in the blank.
Busy. Yeah.
You like staying busy?
I'm at best when I'm busy and just doing things.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's nice. One thing you never regret doing?
Going to university, I think. University is not for everyone, but I think I needed it. I needed that to get to where I am now, I think.
Did you go at 18 or did you go as a mature student? Or
I went when I was 20.
And what was the sort of moment where you thought, yeah, okay, I want to go to university?
When I found that college wasn't enough for me. It didn't give me the encouragement to pursue academically, but university did. So I think I found that university was where I needed to be. And since going to university, I think that's one sector where I felt that it has its problems, obviously, but it's also somewhere where I could be the person I wanted to be somewhat. Compared to other places.
Brilliant. I love that.
Yeah.
So you're how far into your PhD?
I just finished the first year. I'm starting the second now. And it's 3 years.
Okay. So where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Probably doing similar projects, but elsewhere around the country. So doing other historical investigations around like Black history, but out in the towns and the rural. So also decentering the big cities, but looking at other places that might have a Black history that we don't know to look for yet.
Fascinating. Keep us in the loop on that. We can definitely do a part 2, 3, 4, and 5. Right. How old are you, roughly, if you don't mind me asking?
27 years old.
So, what is the advice that 27-year-old Trey would tell 17-year-old Trey?
Do what you want, basically. You find that when you're younger, people give you advice. They just give you advice that you don't actually need. You need to do what you want to do, because it's your life to live. Nobody else is going to live your life for you. It's eventually your life, so you've got to do what you want to do. So I think that's what I would tell 17-year-old me.
And there we have it. That has been... Yeah. Before Our Friends Die on the Aki and Selfish Digital Network, this has been part 2 with Trey Ventor Griffiths, and I found that really fascinating. But part 1, where we talk about his research into the Black history in Northamptonshire, focusing all the way back to, we even touched on 1919, if you remember when that was. Make sure you check it out. It's a fantastic episode, all in the archive. So the final thing I have to say to you is, please don't forget to follow Trey at Trey Ventor on all social media, as well as at Before Our Friends Die Pod on Instagram, at Aki and Saltfish on Twitter, and also TikTok and all those amazing things. If you've got any questions or comments for us, please do email akiandsaltfish@gmail.com. And finally, leave us a 5-star rating and review and share this with a friend, because it really helps us grow. Thank you so much. Take care and goodbye.